Hello and welcome to Detail Drummer. Today I'm going to be talking with a session drummer and content creator from Slovenia, Jaka.
So I wanted to ask you, how did you start to play the drums? If you could tell me and tell us your story and what you did and what you want to do in the future. Give us a little brief of your career till now.
Okay, so my name is Jaka Šinko. I come from Slovenia and I've been playing the drums for a little bit more than 12 years, I think. So I started at the age of like 11 or something around that, and before that I played guitar, and ever since I switched, drums have been my only instrument. So I switched because I saw my brother, he's playing the bass, mm-hmm. and his band at that time when I was in primary school was playing at our school. And when I saw their drummer acting all cool and stuff, I realized I needed to switch instruments. So that was my spark to start playing the drums. So after that, I had a private teacher for the first few years. Then I went to music school. I started playing in different bands and ensembles and orchestras. And after a while, I dove deep into pop rock genres where I'm currently in most enjoying myself.
Right.
And also last year I got the call for a pop gig for a Slovenian pop star. Nika Zorjan, she called me, was looking for a new drummer, and that has been my main gig ever since. So that's quick recap of my story. Because we found each other through Instagram.
Yeah.
I have to mention that I started Instagram in late 2017, mm-hmm. or early 2018. Been posting content there, and I've got a few session calls from the internet, and I've been doing online lessons all as well. So a bit of gigging, teaching, and all that.
All the good stuff.
Yes.
That's cool. I wanted to ask you just because you said you did all the music path, and you had a private teacher as well. In which of the phases when you were learning, right, when you were having that personal teacher and further on, what would you say was one of the most important moments for you in the sense of learning stuff that was really, really important? It was more important for you to have someone kind of leading you into things, or by yourself after that? Do you think it was more important, maybe?
Yes, for sure. For example, whenever you start, you don't know where to start, so you
exactly.
need somebody.
You need
someone to guide you.
Sure.
So for the first few years of my drumming life, I had a teacher. Well, a few different teachers, and they showed me how to read music, how to play not only the drums, but percussion and all that stuff. And I think as you ask, what is the most important thing? To me, the most important thing was to learn how to read and write drum notation or notation. So whenever I'm hearing something, I know what is being played because of that. So I see a lot of drummers not knowing how to write drums, how to write parts. So that's the big thing that pushes you as a drummer, pushes your musicality.
Gives you more freedom.
Yeah, it gives you
So
more freedoms.
you can teach yourself, kind of.
Yeah, and you can teach others as well.
Yeah,
Like, if you
true.
don't know exactly what you're doing, how will you teach others? So,
Exactly.
yeah. So, for the first few years, I had a teacher, and like, ever since like that, I finished like the music school. I basically taught myself like how to not only the musical skills of drumming, but like the how to post on social media, how to network, like being like the most important thing like in being a musician is like being a good person, like not be an
Yeah.
ass, if I can say
Yeah.
so, because nobody
For
will hi
a person in general, not only you. Just like
yeah,
in
you're
general.
right. Well, yeah,
It's not
right.
the majority though.
Yeah. But
Most
like,
of
no, nobody will hire you if you're like, if you're a pain in the ass to work with.
True,
So
yeah.
that's
And
it, yeah.
you need to know how to adapt to different environments and different people and kinda
Yeah, yeah,
learn how
yeah.
to make it work in a in your
Yeah.
way, because
In
different
yes.
personalities and stuff sometimes can clash. But I think
Indeed.
it's in anything like in life, you need to learn with the situation. When that happens, you kind of start to learn how to deal with people, some people in it.
Yeah, I try to listen first and react after, you know.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
not to be the loudest person in the room, because most of the time, like, you are playing for somebody else, or
True.
like the someone who hires you, it's their vision, not yours. So
Exactly.
yeah.
It's their baby.
Yeah.
And you're just
Indeed.
looking after it a little bit.
Indeed, indeed.
Can you give us like some insights? Because you started your Instagram on 2017 and now you have a pretty good following. And as you said, you're getting some gigs and work from that platform. What would you say it's really important to have to, build your online presence?
Yeah, sure. So when I started, posting, the most important thing is content is king. Everything, you can throw everything else in the trash if you don't have content, good content, that is.
Exactly.
So good content and quality and quantity. So post good content and post regular content. So don't post like once every month and expect something to happen. Like, doesn't matter what platform you're on, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, and try to have like a niche, or how to say it, like, so that people, when they look at your content, or they when they only hear or they only see your content, they know it is you. Not only after one video, but like after 20 videos, they know your style and how you approach things.
Building
So
a
if
brand.
exactly building a brand. So if we are talking about Instagram, where I started, where I'm still doing stuff, for example, for Instagram, the most important thing is keywords, so hashtags in this case, and the time you post. So if you're, I don't know, from Russia, and you are posting when everybody's like from America or Brazil, where most of the people that watch content like are located, not only from my analytics, I saw from the others as well. Like, I don't know why, but Brazil and like Spanish-speaking countries are really big on
They're a
this.
lot, yeah.
Yeah.
They're a
Yeah.
lot.
So have in mind the time you post, what hashtags you use. So like, use all the hashtags you can, because the more hashtags, the more keywords you put on your videos, that can be in like in the description of the video, or in the first
In
comment,
the first comment, yeah.
in the first comment, like, doesn't matter.
It makes it more neat. I guess,
Yeah,
like,
makes it more neat, but like, it doesn't really matter,
I don't know
because
if it works the same though, does it? Like,
yeah,
does
because
the same
if you
effect?
yeah, I think the more but the better approach is to put it in the description.
Right.
And I think the 30 hashtags is the maximum. So use them all, because the more keywords you have, the more chances
like
are
different
people
things
see
as
you.
Well, not like just Insta drummer like
yeah. search like research the keywords, what are popular, what is not popular. So exactly. Yeah, that's basically it. And post regularly, right? That's the most important thing.
And like how would you say, like, you could imagine if I was starting, that I am my Instagram and like my promotion side of it as well, what would you say is the best kind of plan, you know, to do it in a sense? Because you're saying like you need good content, and but you know, good content is subjective kind of, because you know, good things for me are not the good things for
you. Sure.
I know what you mean, like thing with some substance, something there
that
you can take from it. But how would you like start and plan it, or how do you do it so people can like understand your process of posting stuff, you know?
So if I take your case, for example, you are doing like interviews with drummers all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do in your case, like, I don't know how many you interview per week. Let's say two drummers.
Yeah, around about, yeah.
So one episode is like 20 or 30 minutes long. But like a lot of people don't have the time to watch like 30 minutes. So what I would do to have more content, to have things going, I would take like do one podcast or interview, and then I would slice it up into smaller chunks for uploads on YouTube, on Instagram. So for example, we are talking now tips and tricks on how to grow your social media, or on how to grow your Instagram account.
Yeah.
And I would took this clip of us talking like 1-2 minutes and post it on Instagram, or post it on YouTube, on Facebook. And the more you do that, the more like the shorter videos there are, the more people will likely to watch you, and the more people can discover you. Because mm-hmm. if you only post like an interview per week, you will get traction. People will start to listen to you and your interviews, but not as fast mm-hmm. as you would like, I presume.
Yeah.
And like, I know from my perspective, when I watch podcasts, all of the bigger podcasts are doing this, as I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
like smaller chunks. If you know, like Joe Rogan podcast, he has a second channel on YouTube called Joe Rogan Clips, where he only posts clips of the whole podcast. So 1 hour podcast, but he gets like 10 clips out of that one podcast.
Right.
So that's basically like 10 posts.
Yeah.
Of course, don't spam your audience, like post like one clip a day or one clip every 2 days. Not 10 clips every day, but like that's what I would do. Yeah.
That's good advice, man. That's good.
Yeah.
I try to do that, but like just on my Instagram page, you can see like there's like there's the thumbnail, then there's the promotion clip, then there's like a small video of the interview.
Yeah.
I guess like if I stretched that instead of, because I'm thinking like 3 posts a week, but if I do like 6, you know, with this like with the same interview, but do like, for example, 2 or 3 clips of 1 minute of the video, and then 2 or 3 photos with promotion and something about the person that I'm doing, you know, like change a little bit the layout of the Instagram. Yeah. Cause I wanted to look, you know, clear when you go to it and you start to scroll, you see all the interviews and everyone that I'm doing, you know? So I do want to, you know, be more to do more content, but at the same time, I was thinking of doing it in a way that looks good when you go back, if that
makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean? Yeah. But I would also like my advice would be post more videos than pictures.
Mm-hmm.
For like for every picture, post 10 videos. Because if you look at the statistics, videos on Instagram get way, way more engagement than pictures get. So that's like one tip. And I would also like separate like personal life and drumming or like business stuff.
Right.
Because I see a lot of good drummers with good profiles, but I like watching them, but
mm-hmm.
like every day they are posting like stuff they eat or like what they drink or like they are
right.
walking their dog
or
like
memes.
Yeah, well, memes are fine. I like memes.
No, memes are good. Memes are good.
No, but like keep your private life separate from your business or drumming life,
yeah,
musical life.
That makes sense. Or like you can like still post things on Instagram on your account, but like you have those things of stories for your friends only. You know, like just make in a way that you show what you want to show to the right people.
Yes, exactly.
That makes
exactly.
sense.
Yeah.
Also, you mentioned that you got that gig now and you're playing with this pop star from Slovenia.
Yes.
And you also got an endorsement, right?
Yes.
Right. Can you explain like how that works? And
so yeah, basically how endorsements work. Brands give you free stuff and that's it. Nah. I'm joking.
You wish.
you wish. It's the opposite of that. Like most of the people on the internet think that like if when I get endorsed, I will make it. That's like the end goal. And like it's totally the opposite.
Mm.
When you do something good, like have a world star gig or are the best teacher in the world, the brands will notice that and they will support your work. Not because like that doesn't mean that you made it.
Yeah.
So, and only the biggest.
Just means you have exposure enough for them to.
Yeah. Like it's a business relationship. Like you put their name out there and they provide this and that for you. But only the biggest names in the drumming world have free stuff. And I don't even know if they get free stuff. Like, I don't know, Benny Grabb or Luke Holland,
mm-hmm.
this kind of names.
I bet they do.
Yeah, they do. But like, usually it's you negotiate on the deal.
Yeah, you have so, like a certain percentage that they will take from the selling.
In
some
exactly,
cases
exactly.
can also work like you need to do some clinics to the brand.
Depends on your like reach, how many depends if what they decide, like we can benefit like how much we can benefit from your channel, from your exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So basically in my case I am endorsed by Meinl Stick and Brush and Bone Custom Drums. So Meinl Stick and Brush, everybody knows Meinl. They
mm-hmm.
make sticks as well. So Chris from Meinl like messaged me over Instagram, like, "Hey dude, like you wanna check out our sticks?" So I said yes, and we talked back and forth and we made a deal. And I'm endorsed by Bone Custom Drums, which is a drum company, custom drum company from Slovenia. So they are located near me. And they also found me through Instagram or YouTube. I don't know exactly. But like they basically said the same thing. Like, we like your work. Do you want to talk? Like, we can work something out. And
mm-hmm.
I went to their factory, checked out the drums. I had like different sets and different snares.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, that's the fun part. Checking out different stuff, what clicks with you, and I think I checked like three kits and a few snares, and I said like, this is like, this is what I want. We can make this,
because it's custom, as a custom brand. Are you like,
yes,
in the kit you chose, because I'm guessing it was not made for you, it was made and you chose it.
Yes.
But would you change anything? in problems now.
No. Because I like gold hardware. If I could, I would have like gold hardware, symbol stands and everything. So the kit I have is a maple mahogany hybrid kit in gold hardware.
Nice.
And it's like natural wood finish, high gloss finish. So that's exactly what I want, and gold hardware. So that's it. Like, if I wanted my custom kit, this is like what I wanted my custom kit to look like, and this is what they had.
You're not saying that because of the discount.
No.
Fair. That's even better, isn't it? Because like,
yeah, it's like goes it hand
was,
in hand.
It was made already. You didn't. They didn't.
Yeah, and they were like, when I came to the factory, they said like, we have this kit. Check this out. And I saw that kit that I have now.
I want that one.
I said, man, this kit looks sick. And they said, yeah, but check this kit out. And I didn't. I didn't bring it home the first times. I checked out another kit and a few different snare drums. But in my mind,
but
I always
had. You
were
still thinking like.
Yeah, I need to get my hands on that kit, man. So
I'm
got
gonna
it,
refuse
man.
Anything they give.
No, but that's like, that's it, like, basically. And you like have to have some kind of chemistry between the people you are working with, like.
True. Yeah.
So, like, this is business. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. I'm just gonna do the last question, and ask you what you intend to do in future.
Yeah.
What's your plans?
Sure. So my plan is to start gigging more often when the like COVID situation calms down. So, and hopefully we can have like a few tours or something. I don't know. Nobody really knows what the situation will be like. But like, I would like to teach more often. So online, I've been a few years into online teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm really enjoying it. So I want to do that more. And I'm also working on like an ebook. So, cause I get tons of questions on Instagram about this and that. And I've been answering the same questions for, for like 3 years now. And I've had it.
So it's like,
no, yeah.
Next time it's like, there's the link to the book.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, it's easier for me. It's easier for
people. For everyone.
Like, yeah, so, and I'm also working on building my website and, like, all the stuff that comes with it. So, that's about it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for doing this interview. I hope you enjoyed it. I did.
Thanks for having me, man.
And it was really cool because I had kind of counseling, let's say, on marketing while I was doing the interview. So that's cool. It's like win-win for me. But I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
No problem.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, same.
I hope you liked the interview. And if you want more content like this, please subscribe the channel, give it a like, and comment with your feedback and your ideas. Also, you can support the channel by buying some of this merch by heading to our site detaildrummer.com. That would help a lot this to grow and in order to get more interviews and more content for you guys. Really appreciate it. See you next time.